White, W.C. White, Mary. 15 miles past Sydney, Nebraska. October 11, 1877. Dear children, all well as usual. Father slept more than he has done for many nights. He also slept over 1 hour through the day yesterday. It was a clear, cold night. No fire in the cars. We depended on a footstone till we had no fire to warm it. Then, by much exertion, we obtained our tin can of hot water. They would not let us, or the porter, have any hot water at Omaha. Sister Clemens went to the restaurant, the depot, and 2 private houses. All said they had none. Rum and liquor of all kinds could be obtained readily, but not a drop of hot water. Mary went to a hotel and obtained warm water, but not hot. This she had to heat herself and dared not wait longer for fear of being left. She then started out with a determination and went to a private house and succeeded in getting our can filled. This was fortunate, for Father's feet were almost freezing cold. The porter filled the can at night, and it remained warm all night. He was comfortable. Today he is comfortable. All are crying out now at the prairie fires. Mary has cooked Father's breakfast over the little stove, and we have all had hot drink. She has just heated water to fill Father's can. It is made hot, and it will retain its heat a long time. Tell the tinner it is a complete success, size just right. Father heard Mary read 28 pages of manuscript for Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3. We'll hear the remainder today. We have in the drawing room car a mattress laid upon the seat, and he enjoys lying down. If he can only get into a sleepy state, I think it will be a great blessing to him. 3 more days and 3 more nights after today, and we shall, with the blessing of God, arrive at Oakland. We regret that no gram flour was put in our baskets. We might have warm gruel every day if we had the material to make it with. Well, it is now 1 o'clock. We have been lounging, and this must go to the porter for to put on Eastern train. Father is resting. Seems quite cheerful. Last night, about 7 o'clock, we all had chance to walk, and Father did his best. He walked briskly, making us all run to keep up with him. He walked actively for about 20 minutes. I think it did him good. He rested well all night. The air is pure and bracing. We have abundance of food, yet but 3 more days after today will diminish it some. We shall expect letters from you as soon as we reach California. But, my dear children, do not let press of business turn you aside from the object and purpose you have contemplated, a life of usefulness. I do not want you, Willie, to qualify yourself as a businessman merely, but fit yourself for the ministry. Write us what arrangement you have made for the family this winter. The less you can have in the family, the better. You can call in help occasionally, and thus you will save in the item of board as well as room. If you let your rooms, let it be to patients at the Health Institute. I think this would be agreeable to them and better profit to you. Your plan of having Brother Kellogg lodge in the family is well, I think, if you see it is for the best. But the more boarders you have, the more care and expense in living must necessarily occur. But make God your counselor, children. He will lead you while you put your trust in Him. Let not study in any way retard your advancement in the divine life. God bless you, my good children, Willie and Mary. Mother.